All right. The Catholic Church, as you know, thank the Lord, we have the microphone on. The Catholic Church wants us to go to confession. We have to go yearly if we have mortal sin on our soul. And yet, when I speak to some people, when was the last time you went to confession? A lot of them smile, some laugh. Oh, that was a long, long, long time. Foolish, as Padre Pio said, careless child, careless. You don't know what graces you're missing. So part of the reasons why I give these catechesis to you is not so much to direct them at you primarily, because some of the things aren't so important to you now. They may have been important years back. That's part of your life, and maybe sinful life, maybe. But so you could evangelize others and tell people, tell children and tell your grandchildren as they grow up how sin is so, so awful, catastrophic. When you commit a mortal sin, you lose sanctifying grace. You lose the friendship of God. No longer is God present in your soul in his friendship. He's there, of course, in his omnipotence and omnipresence. He's everywhere, but not as friendship. So it's very important to be in the state of grace. Otherwise, you will not get into heaven. I think of all these people out in the world. Will they make it into heaven? Right? Will they make it? How are they going to get rid of their mortal sins? And as I've told you before, many of the fathers of the church says the majority of people are not saved. They're not saved. Right? And Our Lady came to Fatima to tell us. She said that many marriages are not of God, are not good. Why? Because there's divorce and remarriage, there's contraception, right? And so forth. They're terrible, as you can imagine. Living in sin for many of them when they divorce and remarry. Right? How are they going to get rid of these sins? By far, one of the worst, of course, and it really hits home, I think, to me anyway, is contraception. Contraception is like the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. All right? Contraception. All right? My dear friends, it is part of the reasons why Our Lady said many marriages are not good, because people are not bringing the children into the world that God wants to give them. In the 19th century, the great Curé of Ars told one woman who thought she was too old to have children, he said, many women are in hell today, 19th century, because they would not accept the children God wanted to give them. In hell. And I see this as the great sin of our times, contraception. Why? Because everybody thinks it's a good. We don't want all those children. And of course, some people say, we're not rabbits, you know. We don't want all those children. I can't afford any more children. All right? And so on. Some people even criticized. Years ago, one of the friars was telling me, this is 50 years ago, he's 60 years old now. 60 years ago, somebody told one woman as she was pushing the baby carriages around and so on, they ridiculed her for having so many children. How awful. As if the population people are right. There's too many people in this world. Don't believe it, my friends. Don't believe it. I come from America. You could walk for days in the Midwest and not even see a house. There's plenty of room. Plenty of room. And there's a lot of oxygen and there's enough food to go around, people. I don't know too many people who are starving these days. So all those people giving out all these fake news, these terrible teachings, they're responsible. The Lord said, see that you do not offend one of these little ones. It would be better for you to have a millstone put around your neck and you'd be thrown into the sea. Do not offend these little ones, because their angels always see the face of the Father in heaven. What about all these children who are aborted? What about all these children who people using the pill, which acts as an abortifacient? The child is conceived, but because it cannot cling to the uterine wall, it is washed out. But it was conceived, it was fertilized. And what are we doing to children? Not bringing them into the world. And many of them, of course, as one playwright wrote years ago, he called them little murders. Little murders in the womb with the abortifacient pills. Little murders. My dear friends, I don't want to be around when those people are going to be condemned. They may think they're doing something good. That's why we have to enlighten them. This is horrendous. Killing, not bringing children into the world that God wants to bring into this world. I thank God that I was conceived. I remember seeing one woman at Mass. She had three boys, 10, 8, and 6, whatever. And I said, oh, how wonderful to have such three young men growing up. And she says, oh, that's enough for me. I've done my bit. That's enough for me. And I said to her, I'm glad my mother didn't say that because I was number 4. Terrible to have a mentality like that, that you've done your bit and that's enough for me. What else, what other talent do we have than procreation? This is one of the great talents that we're going to be judged on. God gave us talents and he's going to say, what did you do with the talents, the abilities that I gave you? If we're going to bury it in a napkin, those people who are married and don't want children, etc., right? But they take the pleasures of marriage and therefore contracept. My dear friends, it's going to be horrendous. It's a terrible, terrible evil. And we need to tell people, because how are they going to get rid of these sins if they don't go to confession? And from what I hear and what we hear, that 80% of, we can expect 80% of the married couples to practice contraception at some time in their marriage. Why? Because it's the thing to do. I don't want all these children. I'm not ready or whatever. There's too many children. You can't afford, people say, I can't afford to have these children. You can't afford not to have these children. Because these children are your life bread. Who's going to take care of you in your old age? Right? And from what I know about big families, they take care of one another. I know when I was growing up, my older brothers were working, and they took care of the house a little bit, giving a little money in, so forth. Everybody worked. My mother, one of her favorite sayings was, hard work never killed anybody. Right? Get a job. I was 12 years of age. Get a job. So that's what I heard. We've good family values. What is going to happen to these people who didn't bring the children into the world that God wants to bring them in? My dear friends, we're going to have to pay a dear price for that. Our Lady at Fatima also said, men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. She said, if men do not repent of sins, there'll be a Second World War, and there was. Russia would spread her errors, it did. And she said, there will be a great place of chastisement where whole nations could be annihilated. We haven't had that. And for the sins of these past 100 years, my dear friends, Our Lady, we can expect a great tribulation, a purification. In the end of what? After all the sins are accounted for and the chastisements have come, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and there'll be an era of peace. So we need to wake people up, first of all, so they can save their souls. Right? And second, so that they can bring forth happy families. Our Lady told Sister Lucia the final battle between God, the angel, her and the devil is over marriage, and that's what we have now. We even have it in Amoris Laetitia, that people who are divorced and remarried and taking part in the pleasures of marriage could receive Holy Communion. What's going on? My dear friends, when these things happen, we know something's very wrong. Very wrong. Very wrong with some of the teachings in the Church. That's why Our Lady said at Akita, cardinal will oppose cardinal and bishop will oppose bishop. And what do we have now? The Amazonian Synod. My dear friends, this is a horror show. an absolute horror show, using the jungle to spread pagan ideas. And who knows what's going to come out of it in the next 2 weeks. We need to pray a great deal, because we can't even imagine what some of these people are going to come up with. If some of the things that are on the table go through, we're in for big, big trouble. The day we have to listen to the people of pagan people in the jungle, there's something wrong. Whatever happened to the Christian message, going therefore teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe and is not baptized shall be condemned. Condemned. Those are the words of our merciful Lord. If you don't accept baptism and believe, you will be condemned. So what's going on in our world? What's going on in our church? This is why Our Lady said we must pray and sacrifice. This is why I think we've just about hit bottom, rock bottom, right? When we're teaching falsehoods, how much more can the Lord undergo? This is why I think we're going to have a great chastisement very shortly. And we better wake people up, get the Catholics back to the church, get them back to confession, evangelize and tell people there's only one place you can get rid of your sins, only one place you can get salvation. Outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Google it, and you will see that there's a lot there. Of course, there's things, certain things that we need to discuss a little bit. We don't have a lot of time now. But if people have invincible ignorance, it's no fault of their own that they're not Catholics. They could be saved if they live good lives. But in this day and age, it's so hard. The way the world is and what the world teaches us, all the evils that are given to us as goods, right? As goods, as I've already enumerated. So, my dear friends, pray the rosary, as Our Lady asked. Certainly, of course, for all the members of your family, that they will convert, go to confession. Pray for all the people who are not Catholics, that they can become Catholics, to get rid of their sins. Huh? We need that. This is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to pray and sacrifice for many souls who go to hell, because no one prays and sacrifices for them. May the Lord bless you.